Dietz and Watson's been making meats and cheeses the right way since forever. What's that mean? It means never cutting corners, ever. It means cooking, not processing. It means our Virginia brand ham that's cooked to perfection, then twice baked to layer the flavors. It takes more time, but you can taste the difference. We come to work every day to do it the right way, even if it's the hard way. Because if it's not right for us, it's not right for you. Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing since 1939.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula for when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea. Totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Welcome back to Get Fit Guy. Coach Kevin Don here, and this week I'll be touching on one of my favorite topics again, fallacious thinking and bias. You have no idea how many comments or emails I get about me being wrong or that I'm not deep diving enough into something. And I'm very open, in fact, to being wrong, and I love it when I'm challenged about a topic because this drives adaptive thinking. But before you email me or leave a comment, a quick reminder. If you're a competitive triathlete, Ironman competitor, powerlifter, strongman or woman, competitive CrossFit athlete, or any other of the myriad of competitive sporting specialities, please remember, this podcast is not called the High Performance Sporting Guy Podcast. I've already defined the meaning of getting fit as pushing the needle from a position of sickness to wellness, with wellness or fitness being the absence of disease or injury in an organism. Sport-specific outcomes and wellness outcomes are often mutually exclusive. This is because playing sport is a performance. Anytime you play a sport to perform, you're keeping score, keeping a time, or keeping a total of work done, which is compared against past work done, or against the scores or times of others. In this scenario, you are ignoring signals from your body and pushing hard to failure. You also develop a sport-specific physique and set of skills. Think about a rower. They work solely in a single degree of freedom out of a potential of six. So their training is not a driver to all-round health and wellness, because it's limiting their natural human ability to fully interact with their environment. I don't care about sporting excellence for wellness. I admire sporting excellence, I appreciate it, and I play sports myself in which I seek excellence, karate and judo. But I also do things outside of these sports to work on a well-rounded physical expression, strength training, mobility, aerobic capacity. And that is my aim with this podcast, to bring people to a position of wellness through increased physical literacy. So some of the recommendations may indeed be entirely at odds with advice that I may give to a competitive athlete or that you may get from a competitive athlete, but you cannot compare apples to oranges and say one is better. The next thing is that this is a 9 to 12 minute long podcast. It's intended to provide some efficient, easy to understand information in a bite-sized manner. It's never going to be possible to cover every nuance of every aspect of a topic as it may pertain to every single individual outcome of every person listening. It's general information. If you would like an individualized training recommendation, a consultation about your training, or to hire me as a coach, please reach out to me. I would love to talk to people about their individual needs and see how I can help. But again, do not confuse a general recommendation, which is aimed at thousands of listeners each week, with your own individual needs. That can't ever happen.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Now, on to the meat of today's episode, complexity bias. Complexity bias refers to the tendency of individuals to favor complex solutions or approaches over simpler ones, often assuming that intricate methods are inherently more effective. In the realm of fitness training, this bias manifests itself when individuals are drawn to complex workout routines, advanced equipment, or intricate dietary plans, believing that these will yield superior results. However, in reality, most people do not need the most complex solutions for successful fitness outcomes. Complexity bias stems from various cognitive factors, including the assumption that complexity equates to expertise or effectiveness. Humans are naturally inclined to associate complexity with sophistication, leading them to believe that intricate methods are superior in some way. I find most fitness enthusiasts are attracted to complex training programs due to their perceived novelty, some uniqueness, and a promise of rapid progress. The desire for a quick fix or shortcut leads individuals to embrace complex solutions in the hope of achieving faster results. And I see the same thing carrying over to gym owners and coaches who are worried that their clients will get bored if they don't allow complexity in the training, and then they do it just to keep people interested. This isn't to say that sometimes complexity isn't required, but that only comes after someone has ceased to linearly progress by doing the basic and the simple. Everyone has heard the phrase, if it ain't broken, don't fix it. So if you're doing a novice linear progression and are able to add load every single week, you do not need any greater training complexity. Complex movement is only built upon foundational movement. So people should be thinking more about what is sustainable and not what is inherently unsustainable, as exciting as it may be. Now, another thing about complex training methods is that they take more time. Simple and effective squat program for most people would be to do 5 sets of 5. Just add 2.5 to 5 pounds a week. 5x5 on a squat after your warm-up sets might take you between 10 and 15 minutes. But a complex program with complex equipment will need time to set everything up. You might have single leg variations, isometric variations, tempo options, and so on. Complex programs eat up time that most people don't have, given that the biggest obstacle for people to get fitter and stronger is making the time to go and train. So don't fill in your valuable training time with super complex stuff that doesn't even have the same return on investment. In terms of strength training, there is literally nothing more impactful than a barbell. Simple is best. Complex training programs and movements can also make it harder to move well. I've been in gyms where I've seen people doing back squats 1 week, and the next week they're doing overhead squats. If the stimulus keeps changing just for the sake of variation, how do you ever develop virtuosity at any one thing? A trainee pianist doesn't suddenly jump onto the drums after a few weeks because they need to maintain their interest levels. I'm sorry, but training is boring. If you're looking for constant variation, this is exactly the kind of thing that kills progress. You need to adapt to things by applying repeated exposure. Adding load is all the variation that you need. Whilst at the gym myself, I often see people come in looking like rabbits in headlights, looking around the gym with darting eyes, getting overwhelmed with all the different options. There's barbells, kettlebells, dumbbells, there's cable cross machines, leg press, leg extension, belt squat, leg curl, adductors, abductors. What do you do? They attempt to skip the barbell out and do a few reps on a whole bunch of different machines, go home and don't really get anywhere. You'll meet these people in the gym in 2023 and they'll be benching 225. And guess what? You'll see their game in 2033 and they'll still be benching 225. Why? Decision fatigue. People get overwhelmed with too many options and too much information. And this hinders progress because decision-making itself is a burden. And in between training sessions, you can guarantee these people will hit social media and uncover some brand new influencer-driven information and just hop from program to program without getting anywhere. Bear in mind, the best training program is the one you stick to. Having a simple progressive overload of a few big impact movements will reduce decision fatigue and free you up to focus on executing your training plan effectively. Complexity bias in fitness training often leads individuals to overlook the power of simplicity. By embracing simpler approaches, individuals can experience sustainable progress, enjoy improved adherence, minimize the risk of injury, achieve their fitness goals effectively. Simplicity allows for a focus on fundamental principles, customization, and long-term integration, ensuring fitness becomes an enjoyable and rewarding part of everyday life. I hope that's been useful for everyone. And if you have any questions about training, coaching in general, email me at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com or check out the Get Fit Guy Facebook page. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Adam Cecil, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchings and Davina Tomlin. I'm your host, Kevin Dunn. If you have a question for me, leave me a voicemail at 510-353-3104 or send me an email at getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. For more information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.